This is Akashvani. The news read by Aditi Lumba. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the return of Tahavur Rana, an accused in 2008 Mumbai terror attacks, is a great success of the Modi government's diplomacy. He said it is the responsibility of the Indian government to bring back all those who have misbehaved for the people of India. Speaking on a private TV channel, Mr. Shah said it will be a great achievement for the country that Tahavur Rana will face a trial in Indian court.
Modi sarkar ka prayas hai ki jin logon ne bhi भारत की जमीन भारत का सम्मान और भारत के नागरिकों के साथ दुर्व्यवहार भी किया है वो हमारे कानून के जद में लाना चाहिए और मैं मानता हूं तब राणा की यहां वापस आना ये मोदी सरकार की कूटनीति का बहुत बड़ी सफलता है.
The government has approved the doubling of Tirupati-Pakla-Katpadi single railway line section in Andhra Pradesh and Tamil Nadu. Briefing media in New Delhi today about the decisions taken during the Union Cabinet meeting, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said the project will enhance connectivity to educational and medical hubs of Vellore and Tirupati.
तिरुपति से काटपाड़ी की डबलिंग 1332 करोड़ रुपीस का प्रोजेक्ट है ये. आप इस एरिया में देखेंगे बहुत सारा एग्रीकल्चर प्रोडक्ट है. फिर वेल्लूर और तिरुपति दोनों मेडिकल और एजुकेशन के बड़े हब बने. कंप्लीट रायलसीमा रीजन इस पूरे क्षेत्र में इस प्रोजेक्ट से बेनिफिट मिलेगा. इलेक्ट्रॉनिक्स मैन्युफैक्चरिंग, सीमेंट मैन्युफैक्चरिंग, स्टील इंडस्ट्रीज, इन सब का बेनिफिट मिलेगा. दो डिस्ट्रिक्ट्स आंध्र की चित्तूर और तिरुपति और तमिलनाडु में वेल्लूर, इन तीन डिस्ट्रिक्ट को डायरेक्ट इस प्रोजेक्ट का बेनिफिट मिलेगा.
The centre also cleared the proposal for the construction of 6-lane Zirakpur bypass spreading in Punjab and Haryana with an estimated cost of over 1,878 crore rupees. In a social media post, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said the project will reduce travel time and improve connectivity to Himachal Pradesh and National Capital Region. The cabinet also gave nod to the modernization of command area development and water management as a sub-scheme of Pradhan Mantri Krishi Sanchay Yojana with an initial total outlay of 1,600 crore rupees. Prime Minister Modi in a social media post said the project will boost water use efficiency, improve productivity and also raise farmer incomes. India is set to procure 26 Rafale marine fighter aircraft from France. The deal will be formalised in coming weeks. According to the defence sources, out of 26 Rafale marine aircrafts, 22 will be single-seater and 4 double-seater, and these will be designed and prepared as per the requirement of the Indian Navy. With induction of Rafale marine aircrafts, the strength of the Navy will increase manifold, and these fighter aircraft will be deployed in aircraft carriers like INS Vikramaditya and INS Vikrant. India and the UK have reaffirmed their commitment to continue collaboration in the financial services sector, fintech and digital economy. India and UK today held the 13th Economic and Financial Dialogue in London. The Indian delegation, led by Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman, held high-level discussions with the UK delegation led by Chancellor of the Exchequer, Rachel Reeves. President Draupadi Murmu and her Slovakia counterpart Peter Pellegrini held one-on-one meeting in delegation-level talks at the Presidential Palace in Bratislava today. During the meetings, the two leaders discussed various aspects of bilateral relations and issues of shared global and regional interests. China today retaliated with an 84% tariff on all goods imported from the US, which will come into effect from midnight tonight. The country said it is raising its retaliatory tariff on the US to 84%, up from 34%. It comes from Beijing accused Washington of bullying practices earlier in the day following imposition of 104% duties by the US President Donald Trump on Chinese goods. In IPL cricket, host Gujarat Titans have set a target of 218 runs against Rajasthan Royals in Ahmedabad. Earlier put into bat, Gujarat Titans posted 217 for 6 in stipulated 20 overs. In reply, Rajasthan Royals were 52 for 2 in 52.2 overs when reports last came in. And that is the end of this news bulletin.